The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
All righty, back with the second hour of the National Intel Report. Filling in for John Statmiller until he returns, hopefully one of these days. Michael? There you go, buddy. All right. I was going to tell you the when Ron mentioned the masks and the shots and all that. I along with a lot of other people, didn't take their little experimental Frankenstein juice. I haven't had a shot of any kind in over 45 years. I'm not wearing their stupid masks. And if anybody ever heard of Aspen Dental, I think you should find another place to go. They literally ran me out of an Aspen Dental office in Round Rock, Texas, because I couldn't wear a mask because I have a really bad asthma, and I have a hard time breathing without a mask. And it's a really strange story, and I threatened to sue them. I tried to find a lawyer. I'm looking for a Americans with Disability Act attorney. If anybody knows one out there, I got a hell of a case for you. I've already told them that I'm coming after them. I got a four-year statute of limitations, and I'm going after them one way or another. If I got to stand out in front of their damn office with a sign and telling people what they did, because they, you know, they're not treating people with disabilities kindly. And even though I have a letter from my doctor that says no shots, no masks, they don't give a crap. They told me, they basically gave me so much grief that I almost had a really severe asthma attack in their office. I had to run out to get to my medicine in the car because I almost passed out from not being able to breathe. And then they went in and gave my wife crap because she was in getting her teeth cleaned. And she said, the hell with this, I'm getting out of here. She went to get out of the chair, and the woman jumped on her, put your mask on. And she goes, my mask is behind you, bozo. And she went, well, you don't have to go. It's just your husband. You know, he called me stupid. And it was a real circus. So anybody knows a good ADA attorney that wants a slam dunk case, have them get a hold of me here at the station. So, Ron, it's really sad that these people are, you know, I saw a picture, it had a woman with a mask on. It says, I'm still emotionally unable to believe that they've been lying to me, so I have to wear this mask until I can cope with the truth. And that was something similar to that. I thought it was really good. So, we're going to take more calls. We got one guy online there, and 512-248-8252. Ron's just chomping at the bit to talk to you, so give us a call. And, Ron, you want to say anything before we take the next caller?
Well, I just only wanted to include one thing. Step outside of the box. Let's look at the Monroe Doctrine again. Let's bring all of our white kids home and let Ukraine and Russia and Europe fight their own war. They want one, good luck. We don't want a war. We're going to control and master the Western Hemisphere. We have everything we need here. We don't need them.
Well, what do you think about giving them some help? What do you think? I mean, they're greatly, you know, outgunned, and what do you think about just giving them help? But then they're saying, well, if we give them help, then it's going
to
trigger war.
We need to provide help for our own hemisphere. Right now, we have 1 million Americans homeless, sleeping on the streets of San Francisco, Nancy Pelosi's house. We have millions across America that need help. Let's help ourselves at home first. That's America first. Let's
help
the people in our hemisphere. I don't have any disagreement with people across Europe and Asia and Russia need help. But we need to help our own people here at home first. Let's open up our pipeline. Let's give those jobs back to our coal workers. Let's start building things here in America to help us become the country that we're destined to be if we avoid foreign entanglements.
Yep. Well, I used to work in construction. I used to build nuclear power plants. I worked for the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. I inspected nuclear plants all over the country, both operational and during construction phases. And, they shut down a lot of the coal plants. I used to have a coal plant right near where I used to live. And the coal plants that we have built in the past are so clean. You could literally eat off of the stack where the exhaust comes out. It's so clean, and they're complaining. And China has got some of the dirtiest. They have absolutely no scrubbers or anything in the stacks to clean out all the heavy metals and the pollution. That's why people in China got to wear a mask, whether it's coronavirus or not. And you know, we have definitely now. I did hear that. Intel is going to build a manufacturing plant to start making ICs here, integrated circuits, chips, for those of you that don't understand electronics. Start building chips in, Michigan or Wisconsin or somewhere up that way. And, that's the first step. But we've got to bring back our pharmaceuticals. We've got to bring back our steel. We've got to bring back everything that we've let go. Because what are we going to do? I mean, we don't even have lead in this country anymore. We have to buy lead from China. I mean, we're getting a war with China. Hey, Mr. China, we need to buy, a couple of thousand tons of lead because we got to have bullets to shoot at you with. And, you can pull them out of your dead soldiers and sell them back to us again. But we need some lead. It's absolutely ridiculous what's going on.
We have a Western Hemisphere that doesn't need Europe, we don't need Russia, we don't need China, we'll be fine. From the Arctic to the Antarctic, we have everything we need. We need to bring our bullies home. We need to bring them from the East Coast, from the Atlantic Ocean, from the Pacific Ocean, from the Mediterranean, and bring them here and protect what we are dominant over. We are America. Yes, we're North America. Yes, we're South America. But this is the Monroe Doctrine finally burping up to the surface.
Yep, friends with all and no entanglements. That's the way to go. I mean, it's just the way
the
it should be.
Monroe Doctrine, Tom D.
Yep.
And if they blow themselves up, God bless them, where they're going to wind up going. We told them. But now they want to disarm us. That's a warning. That is a... Our Second Amendment was put there for a reason. That constitutional amendment is only behind the freedom of speech, which we're exercising now on RBN. The freedom of speech, First Amendment, was there so that we could define what is going on now here in the Second Amendment argument. Do not give up your guns. Do not give up your weapons. Do not allow the system to disarm you. Do not give up. Do not quit. Do never surrender. That is the American way.
I agree. All right, we got another caller for you there, buddy. We got John in Michigan. Hello, John. Welcome.
Well, gentlemen, very interesting show. And while I was waiting, you brought up a couple of things that I could probably comment on. Like with the coal mines, I saw a statistic emailed to me. We have 15, I mean, coal, not coal mines, but coal plants. We have 15 in this country with none planned. And then it went through all these other countries. China has, I think, almost 2,000 and has plans for another 1,000. There are plants being built all over the world, coal plants, using technology that we probably invented. So if you want to talk about who is at the top, I would say, didn't Putin kick out the Rothschilds when he got into control? Has anybody heard that story?
Absolutely. That's what the difference is between communism and capitalism.
Yes.
The Rothschilds represent capitalism. The central banks are the Rothschild system.
Right. Well, Russia kicked them out, and anybody who kicks the bankers out, like Syria and Iran, or doesn't deal with them, they're always the boogeyman, because the Rothschilds have pretty much ruined our country. They have pretty much control over all of our power plants through their boards, and so the head of the snake is right there. All your ideas I agree with. We shouldn't be defending other countries, but I remember hearing John Kerry say, who's a skull and bones piece of garbage, we have to go get Russia because of all their natural resources. And that's what I think it all comes down to, like you said, gas and oil. They have such a commodity of natural resources. Is that the music in the background or no?
No, 10 minutes, yeah.
Okay, look what they did to Gaddafi in Libya. I mean, Gaddafi had done an amazing job there,
and because he said he was going to sell oil for gold, I guess, and go around the banking system. Boy, that just signed his death warrant. And
That's what we're talking about here.
Old suicide Hillary got to him. You know, we came, we saw, he died in a horrible death.
They also got the gold, I believe.
The cackling out of that woman.
Yep, that's the witch coming out of her. I found out from an old friend of mine.
That sounds exactly like up in the air, right up in the air, Camilla.
Yeah, well, I found out through an old friend of mine, a 90-year-old, that he grew up on the same street as a couple of Al Capone's, compadres, and that when Capone got put away, Hillary's father, and I think it was Ron Kinkowski, a guy who was a governor, and he got sent to prison. They took over the Capone gang. So, she's been exposed to a lot through their rituals that include, you know, sacrifice and all of that down in Arkansas. This was from a 90-year-old guy telling me this stuff. So I think he might have a little more insight into it. But yeah, that's where her soul is. It's not in the same place that I hope mine is, in peace and harmony, at least. But it goes back to the bankers, and when you kick them out, when they don't have control over your finances. And then I heard a gentleman talk today. His website is very, he's been around a long time. It's I know I can say the word jackass. I think it's golden-jackass.com. And he came up with a lot of interesting information as to the direction that they're going to be going with the monetary system. And that at the time we're doing right now, J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs are paying reparations to China for all of the abuse that their workers got during the building of the railroad system in our country. And they're doing it through alternative monetary systems. And if you can get to that site, you might be able to find out some other information that's very, I would say, close to what's happening right now with them. But we're in for
I think we lost Ron. I think we lost Ron. He's calling me, Michael.
Okay. All right. That's that was just another sidebar I was bringing in about this financial.
Yeah, I know. Things are, you know. Now I'm watching Fox News as we're doing the show, and I don't know. I just saw something about they're gonna. Send the MiGs over there? I mean, do they really think that because they're going to give help to a third party, who's then going to give help to Ukraine, that that Putin's going to say, "Oh yeah, it must have been Poland that did that. The United States didn't have anything to do with that." You know, so I mean, come on, you know, either you help them or don't help them. You know,
the education system has done very well. I fought it up here in Michigan with the outcome-based education. People are very ignorant. They've been dumbed down intentionally, and that's one reason why there was no resistance with this inoculations, because they're told that they have to have shots to go to school, which is totally wrong and not lawful, and I fought that.
And that's the minute you pull your kids out and teach them at home. We taught both of our boys. My wife taught both our sons at home. And one of them quit. One of them graduated 3 years early, and the other one finished 2 years early. So it's, you know what? Homeschooling is the best way. You want them to grow up with your morals, not whoever the hell is running the school.
Well, with information, too, we did the same thing up here, but it was Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Oregon that were pilot states for this garbage back in the 90s. And so we have a whole generation that are 50 years old and younger that this is what they know and this is what they think is normal. So it's a perfect storm, and that was Hillary and David Rockefeller, Ira Magazine, they were all part and parcel in getting this established. And the agenda goes way back, though, but that was what their main goal was, and that's when Hillary had her schools in mind. But it goes back to the bankers, gentlemen, and the history that you've given on Ukraine. And there's so much more this gentleman gave, too, that was talking about the economic part of it. And the Bidens, everyone is, the Romneys, Pelosis, they all have an interest in there, and it's all corrupt, and it's just it's where the Khazars established their kingdom, the Khazarians, the Ashkenazis. And so it's not, it wouldn't surprise me that that's where it all goes back to.
Yeah. Did we get Ron back, Michael? Okay. I don't know how much you missed of that, Ron. If you want to, we got a couple minutes till the break. If you want to respond.
Well, I did miss, you know, some of it. And I thought that the portion that I heard was tremendous.
Well, it was basically it was basically bringing in the bankers' agenda, and that these people have been here since
the beginning. The one world government is what he was bringing up.
Well, that's the Rothschild world.
Well, exactly, the whole thing that's going on here is the Rothschild world was stealing oil and gas money from Russia since 2008. And Putin is responding.
Sort of like Gaddafi did to Kuwait. Is that where it was, where he supposedly slant drilled But the different here, I know it's different here, but yes, well, he also kicked out bankers in the bank.
Gaddafi was trying to figure a way out to step aside from the Rothschild central banking system. And look at what happened to him.
Yeah, well, I think I was talking about Saddam Hussein, but, you know, Gaddafi, but he also...
Yeah, it was Saddam who was doing the slant drilling into Iraq, into
Kuwait.
Saudi, or where the hell it was, Kuwait, yeah.
Anyways, the thing with Gaddafi, too, he found primary water, which someone up in Northern California, Deborah Tavares, has said we all have this primary water, and they just don't allow it to be tapped into, so... The whole water thing's a big scam, too, and that came up with Maurice Strong and Agenda 21 when they had to go from one thing to the climate change to get the other agenda in. So it just goes on, and it's just a matter of hopefully the corruption will eventually eliminated to some degree so that we have a future for our children.
Well, they ought to come down here to Texas because we've had some 20-degree nights down here, so global warming is... not really happening, at least not here.
That's called weather modification, and you also get the winds from China, where all their pollution comes to Texas. So you're getting fallout from that. And that's weather modification. They do it up here constantly.
I know. I was in Pennsylvania, and you had a lot of chemtrails. And we see them a lot down here, too, in fact. We got absolutely clear skies today, so... I guess the gas is too expensive to run the planes to spray. So,
Well, God bless you both, and they're still working on that weather modification. Believe me, it's weather.
Oh work. Yeah, you're talking about HAARP too, right?
Yep. God bless you both.
Okay. All right. We have we got James in Vancouver, our friendly neighborhood scientist on the line. Go ahead, James.
Yeah, thank you for that. I was going to take a different direction slightly today.
That's okay.
You know,
go ahead.
What do you call it? That Ten Commandments thing. What do you call the second one? Thou shalt not steal. Did I get that right?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Yeah. Well, I gotta know that's what Putin is telling Ukraine. You know, you've been stealing gas and oil for a while now, and you owe me. And Putin wants his pipeline back, and he wants his money back. That's, I think, very very simple. And he doesn't want people stealing his oil and then at the same time making war on him with all his propaganda.
Well, who's stealing his oil? The U.S., you think? Or are you talking about Ukraine?
I'm sure all of those top people in the State Department, they're all trying to do little oil deals with Ukrainian oil.
I'm surprised that Putin hasn't blown the whistle on Biden and Hunter and all that, because I'm sure he's got all the lowdown on them.
Yeah, he does. But then who in the United States is going to arrest Joe Biden at this point, you see? The whole bloody government in D.C. has become a junta. See?
Yeah,
It's being run by generals, too. They're in there because, you know, the cronies need some rough guys once in a while to take everybody to task. And my great uncle was a Pinkerton detective, okay? And that man, after he retired and went down to Pasadena, he checked his back and all the neighbors every day because he was fighting with the Capone boys and what have you. And that was the area of the gunslingers who could carry a badge. And it goes right back to, what was it, Ida Tarbell and all the oil in Pennsylvania and how John D. Rockefeller handled that situation. He hired the Pinkertons from time to time. And, you know, the story is an old one, but still worth repeating.
Well, they went after Jesse James and got them, so.
Yeah, well, Jesse James, he had a reason for going after those bankers.
Oh, absolutely.
Because he knew what was going on, and he, of course, fought for the Confederacy. And That's how they stole the South, you see. My great-grandfather, by the way, fought for the Confederacy. I saw his saber in 1959 when I was a child. My parents took me out of school, and we did the winter down in Pasadena. My great-aunt had his saber up in her closet. So I know a little bit about it.
It should have been hanging over the fireplace.
Well, she was, you see, my great uncle had died in 1955. He'd been dead about 4 years. Well, of course, she had, she was upset about that or what have you. And I don't know. I never got into that. But one more thing I'm going to mention, and I think somebody should be able to check this, is the Keystone Pipeline that comes from the oil fields of Alberta has been closed off to you and me, but it has not been closed off to international buyers. All right? I checked yesterday, and all that oil in Alberta, the major shareholder is Exxon, and I don't think there's a president alive anywhere that's ever been able to tell Exxon what they can and cannot do. So I figured that pipeline is still pumping oil. They paid for the line. I mean, the big oil people, they paid for it. And why should they stop it? It's just that Biden and his cronies, like I say, they want to import oil and make 5% on the deal or what have you. And they are letting Exxon say, well, you can sell to whoever you want. And Exxon's saying, sure, that'll be okay. So the oil is there. The oil is there. There's no oil shortage.
Yeah, they say there's enough oil for the United States, oil and gas for the next 400-some years, and have plenty left over. I can't fathom the stupidity of Biden.
Yeah, well, he's being told what to do. He's being managed by all those deep state people, all those idiots that is on his staff and in the Department of Justice especially. Some of these people, like you said, this one guy, he couldn't get a ride across the street if you gave him a ride in your half-done truck.
Yeah, gave him a lift, right? Yeah.
Yeah. One more thing I want to say is, I lost my train of thought here. Oh, yeah, a reference for what I'm talking about. There is a book, a little book written in 1944, published by Erwin Schrödinger, who was the Schrödinger equation in quantum mechanics. He wrote a book called What is Life? The small book, you can read it. And back then, they did calculations on the resources of the Earth. And in the book, he says, on this Earth, we have enough resources for humanity for 1,000,000 years. Right? It's in that book. You get that book.
It sort of blows peak oil out of the picture, doesn't it? Remember all that?
Absolutely. 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 We got so much. We got so much resources, and NASA knows where it all is, by the way. NASA has what's called the Hughes gravitometer. And with the Hughes gravitometer, you can check the density all over the Earth inside, and it works on the principle of the changes in the gravitational field. And it's able to calculate back to the density of the source of the field, in all the sources in the field of the Earth, you see. And NASA had it. Now, it was declassified in 1973, and it was reclassified. All right? But anyway, there's something for you.
Okay, buddy. Thanks for calling, and hope you call again. We got a break. We'll be right back, folks.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life
with Extendovite. All right, we're going to start up. We've got some callers on the line. I want to make sure we get to everybody. We have Bob in Colorado. Take it away, Bob.
Okay, I'll run through a couple of things real quick and then listen to you offline to save some time. Alex Jones brought up a point. I can't remember if it was somebody he had on or not, but a lot of these oil, they have the lease and they drill down, they get nothing, so they're still open, but they're dead. And that doesn't mean that they produce oil. The other thing is, I think now with the Rothschilds and the Illuminati and everything else, that they've taken over television for so everybody's so brainwashed.
Well, we got a really bad connection, Bob. I mean, really bad. We're getting, you know, we're missing half your sentences, and it's really choppy.
Yeah, can you move around a little, Bob, see if we can get a better connection? It cleared up in a few seconds there.
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
No. Still bad.
No.
No, you're chattering.
All right, how about now?
Yep.
Can you hear me now?
Gotta say some more and we'll let you know.
I think you're good now.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry about that. I live up here in the middle of nowhere. But anyway, I don't know if you heard the point I made about Alex Jones and the oil well leases, that they don't always produce oil, even though they do have a lease. The other thing is, with the internet and with the globalists and everything else, they've actually taken over and brainwashed most of the people in the world, and I think it's an MK Ultra project, that they have totally succeeded to where Everybody just believes in the shot. They believe Russia is evil. They've been evil for 100 years and everything else. And the last thing I'll say is I live here in southern Colorado, and we just had a coal mine open 2 years ago down in Houston, Texas, and from Houston, Texas to China. So
yeah,
we
I was
know
say,
where
it's probably going to China.
Hey, there you go. It's going to China. So we know where the money is. So I'll listen to you off air if you heard what
you
I
know,
said.
And what the hell is the difference whether you use the – we're you know, it's better off that we burn the coal over here because we have much cleaner facilities. You send it to China, you're just polluting the rest of the earth. So thank you very
much,
Bob.
Okay, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
All righty. We have you want to comment on that, Ron, what he had to say? It was a little tough to hear.
Well, I just want to go ahead and say to white people, do not sacrifice your white babies for the new world order.
Amen. All right. Okay, we have Marcus. Marcus is, where are you at, Marcus? Marcus,
Idaho.
Are you there? Marcus in Idaho, right?
That's right.
Okay, cool.
I'm in Idaho. Yes, sir. I want to say that, you know, definitely Russia is not our enemy, and Ukraine is not our friend. Our enemy here is in Washington. They are more Soviets than Russia has been since the perestroika, the breakup of the Soviet Union. And Putin is going after his own interest, of course, and he's not necessarily the nicest man on the planet, but I don't think he's evil, and I don't think he has evil intent for like the globalists do.
I don't know. We've seen some people like the woman that was put up a sign on a live news broadcast saying we don't want war and Putin is whatever it was. I couldn't read Russian, but and I've seen several posts from people that are living in this country of Russian descent that are saying that he's out of control and you know, he needs to be put back in his box.
Yeah, there. You've got to take that with a grain of salt. You consider how many NGOs are over in that part of the planet, and CIA that are instigating problematic behavior or throwing a wrench in the works intentionally to try to bring this new world or new world order or global World War III into play. I definitely. I think he's authoritarian. I'm not sure if he's more authoritarian than Justin Trudeau or Nancy Pelosi.
Oh yeah, that clown. Yeah, and we got all this going on. And what is Biden focused on? Making sure people can work, and no matter what their hairstyle is, you know. I mean, I got hair down to my waist, and you know, and it's. It's always been a problem for people that I've worked for, you know, kind of like the song, signs, everywhere a sign. And this is all he's worried about right now. You know what? Get your butt over there and fix the problem. And don't take
call. Well, don't send Buttigieg over there. He won't do anything improper.
Oh, you mean Butt Guy. That's his name, Butt Guy. That's what I call him.
I've got a conundrum for you, and this will be my last or comment. I was wondering, I asked my customers, who would destroy America quicker, Kamala Harris or Hillary Clinton? Hillary's a globalist. The cacklers and anarchists like the Joker and just burn half that huge pile of money just because. So I don't know. I'm wondering what your thoughts on that.
Some people just want to see the world burn. Right? from the Batman movie. What do you think, Ron? I'll let you answer that. Did we lose Ron again? Ron, are you there?
I'm here.
You want to respond to that? His conundrum. Who do you think?
Well,
who do you think would destroy it?
You know, I love this because you know the greatest part about this is no one wants to mention white genocide. White people do not need to deliver up their babies and their children to the New World Order. The Americans, the Western Hemisphere, needs to get out of the United Nations, needs to go ahead and move them the hell out of our country, let them kill themselves in Europe, in Asia, wherever they want to. Let's bring our people home, our submarines back to our Western Hemisphere. Let's protect the North America, South America, Central America. This is our destiny.
Alrighty.
Our destiny does not lie in Europe.
Well, what was it they said on Good Morning Vietnam? It says, you're not allowed to say anything controversial. I think you're doing a good job.
I'm not controversial. I'm just mentioning in the founders of our country, it was clearly stated, avoid foreign entanglements.
Entanglements, absolutely. Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. Do business with everybody, but you be friends, but don't get tied up in their politics.
No. Avoid means stay out of it.
Well, but I think what they meant was, I don't think he meant not to trade with them.
Monroe Doctrine, protect from Antarctica to Antarctica, the Western Hemisphere, and don't give up your white children and your babies to foreign entanglement.
All right.
Let's send in the LGBTQ. I have no volunteers showing up on my website yet.
Yeah, don't forget Antifa too. We gotta let them have a chance.
No,
yeah, and don't give them
showing up yet.
Don't give up your white children to the IRS either.
Yeah.
Well, that's the whole point. There's no volunteers here yet from children of politicians. Not one wants to go to Ukraine or Russia. I'm sitting here looking at my website. I have none.
Yep, I agree.
They just want white babies. This is called white genocide.
Yes, it is. I agree. All righty, Marcus. I appreciate your call. I hope Ron responded appropriately. And if he didn't, there's nothing I can do about it. You have a good day. And we're going to go to... another Hook'em Horns guy there, Wayne from Texas. How are you, buddy?
Hey, pretty good, Tom. Pretty good. Good discussion. And the reason I wanted to call in, I wanted to lay out a scenario and see what you guys think of it. Pretty good chance here we're going to see Ukraine continue to get ratcheted up, and our military will be engaged in some form or fashion there. And as soon as that happens, probably right after, we'll see China make a move on Taiwan and some of those areas out there, which will mean more of our military heading that way. And then meanwhile, we have a southern border that's pretty much wide open now, and we're in the middle of an invasion. I just don't think the press wants to tell us about it. You know, maybe 2 to 3 million so far in the last year or so. And I see a situation where we could have thousands of sleeper cells or terrorists here already. So do you see any series of events where this could turn into some sort of invasion of the country where these terrorists could start, you know, messing up a lot of our cities and that kind of thing, and then weaken us to a point where we'll be ripe for invasion?
Well, I think they could distract us plenty. You know, we got distraction in Ukraine. Then we'll have a distraction in China. We'll have, our attention everywhere but here. And what's going to happen if these guys go wild and just start, making a mess? So, yes, I truly do. I was thinking about that.
And I was, it was something else I was thinking, that maybe we should, you know, all these people that are coming across the border illegally, I think we should say, look, you want to be a citizen? Here's your army outfit. Here's your gun. Here's your helmet. You're going on the first plane. You're going to go and serve 3 years in the military doing whatever. And when you come back, then you can be a citizen. But until then, get your ass out.
Sure thing. Well, and I tell you, too, that we have millions upon millions of illegal aliens here already who are totally dependent on the government for their shelter, food, and all that. So what happens if we have an economic, severe economic downturn? Maybe the food stamps stop. Maybe the Section 8 stops. What kind of you know, havoc will we have in the cities then? You know,
well, let's just keep printing money and printing money and printing money and printing money. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, eventually, you know, I've been thinking about this for 40 some years. You know, what's going to happen if the dollar, you know, it's destroyed? It's, you know, basically, you know, worth nothing. And what's going to happen? You know, how are they going to continue? You know, I mean, I don't know how they've kept that up this long by, you know, propping up the dollar and, you know, because everybody in the world's got it. But like I said earlier, if Russia and China get together and decide to create their own gold-backed currency, they could, you know, kick the dollar to the curb, and then we're really going to be in trouble.
Yeah, that's again what I see happening too. Especially if you know, Saudi Arabia and the rest start using China.
Oh, and that doesn't even include, you know, I don't know, they stopped reporting M2, the Federal Reserve stopped reporting the M2 numbers, but that doesn't even include all of the counterfeit money that's being circulated in and outside the United States. I mean, these super bills that are being passed around that are literally perfect copies, and all that money is causing big problems.
Sure. And just to make a point on what Ron's been saying too, I think we are in the middle of a white genocide, and there's various steps to the whole thing. And you know, we're in a demon stage now where they're demonizing whites at every corner, where it's CRT or it's just some of these witches on CNBC and all their anti-white rhetoric and The View and all this stuff. So you have to demonize and you know, maybe make people look very inferior as you're marching them towards genocide. So it's right in front of us if people are going to really step up and pay attention to it.
Well, I remember they arrested people for making statements like you just did. Remember Whoopi Goldberg saying, oh, didn't they used to arrest people for that? Yeah, that, you know what, that old fat bitch should go back to making her movies, shut her mouth, and, you know, go back and make a revision to Jumpin' Jacks, Not Flash, and take off some of that weight on her butt.
That's for sure. All right, Tom, I'll let you go.
Thanks, buddy. I'll talk to you. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, take care.
Ron, you still there, or did we lose you? You got
Well, we got disconnected, reconnected.
Oh, okay. All right, we got to run a cable to your house for you. We got JR in Georgia. Go ahead, JR. Hopefully Ron will hang on there with you.
Well, I hope he does, because I'm really short and quick, but in regards to what the gentleman has been speaking about this evening, can you imagine a world that we would live in today and we put forth the effort to develop the Southern Hemisphere in regards to Asia? And what I'm talking about is the industry that we emphasize in the Far East. Had we taken our business to the Southern Hemisphere of the Western Hemisphere, how much better would this life be in this world? And how much better would our country be in regards to illegal immigrants from south of the, from south of Mexico?
The border, right?
How much actually the equator, to be honest with you.
Yeah, really. They're coming in from everywhere down there. And actually,
yes.
Not just South America, boy, they're coming from all over the world.
Oh, of course, we've got Russians, we've got Ukrainians coming in from the southern border now, if I'm to believe the reports I'm seeing and reading. But just let us just think for one moment have we emphasized our emphasis in the total Western Hemisphere, the Northern Hemisphere, the Northern Continent, and the Southern Americas? How much better we would be off today?
Well, I think
this man is a genius.
Yep, I know. We're wasting a lot of resources on these people that don't belong here.
I mean, this would be, we would not have an immigration problem. We would not have a cartel problem. Let's not say the drugs would have absolutely just vanished. That's a that's a bottom line wishful thinking kind of agenda. But just think how much better life would have been right here, right now, this day, had we pointed our interest in this total Western Hemisphere and the North and the South. And I thank you, gentlemen, for the show tonight, and I'll get off some other
Amen,
people to call in.
Brother. Finally, a genius called.
Yep, I mean, he's making a damn good point, Ron.
We have everything we need. We do not have to sacrifice our white babies and our loved children to go ahead and fight foreign wars. We have every economic advantage here in our Western Hemisphere, from the Arctic to the Antarctic. We don't need foreign entanglements. The Monroe Doctrine needs to be enforced. We need to kick the U.S., I'm sorry, U.N. out of the U.S., tell them to take the U.N. building and put it over wherever they want in Russia or Ukraine.
Or anywhere
we
besides here.
We need to kick out NATO from our government. We don't need United, the Ukraine. We don't need anything outside of our Western Hemisphere. And we do not need to sacrifice our white children in our Western Hemisphere, including the Mexicans, including all of the people in our Western Hemisphere, to any other country. Let them kill each other. We stay out of it. We keep our babies home to protect our home.
Amen, brother. I agree. Oh, well, JR, I don't know if I've heard you before, but don't be a stranger, because you got some really good points.
He's a genius.
Yep.
Well, now I'm a big John Statmetal fan. Unfortunately, he's not with us anymore.
I know. Well, we're trying to, we're trying to keep him alive here as best we can, and make sure you call back again, because I'd like to talk a little more with you. All right.
All right. So you guys have a good evening. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We got one more call. We're running out of time. We got Charlie in Florida. Where are you at in Florida, Charlie?
Hey, how y'all doing? Y'all are exactly right about this thing being a big banker's war between the Rothschilds and those who are trying to get off of that, the petrol dollar and the gold standard. But the problem I see that's going to hit us the worst, and we got no business over in Ukraine, really, but the thing I see, the worst thing that's going on is this deal with China and Saudi Arabia, because now they don't have to use that our dollar for the petrol dollar to buy oil. They have really no reason to invest in our dollar anymore or to hold our debt.
Yeah, now, exactly. That's what I was trying to point out earlier. That's exactly right.
Yeah, we've got a huge, I don't know, trillions of debt to China. But now they don't have any reason to hold on to it.
Well, Russia's not either. Russia's been dumping treasuries and buying gold with it. They've got a really big stock of gold. So does China.
And that Ukraine is a big, got a lot of gold in it. there's a lot of gold in there. It's really mineral rich with uranium, and there's, I've heard there's like one mountain over there that's almost pure gold. It's got so much gold in it.
Yeah, but well, Hillary that gave away all our uranium to the Russians, the uranium mining.
Yeah, that's right. Uranium, that's right.
We're going to be in trouble if we, you know, because that's what nuclear plants run on. And I worked in nuclear for a long time, and without uranium, we're not going anywhere.
If China stops, they're not going to be invested in our dollar anymore, and they're not going because they don't have to. And they're going to, if they start dumping the debt over there, it's going to absolutely wipe us out. We will have a depression. There's absolutely no doubt about it.
You know, they were talking about depression today.
I mean, we're talking trillions and trillions of dollars. Yeah.
Yep.
And they probably will. I think they will do that. Where are you
at in Florida?
Right here in Palm Bay, near, right on the Melbourne border.
Okay. You know, I lived in Pompano and Margate area for when I was a kid. So, well, it looks like people are getting a lot smarter down there. You're a smart one.
I may not be no genius, but I know how they make the coffee, you know what I mean? How they make the stew, and this is how they do it. The bankers are behind all these wars, basically, but they're definitely, this is a fight.
Well, the Bushes were financing both sides of World War II. They were financing the Germans and the United States and England, you know. So, you know,
right.
No matter,
and the Rothschilds
have done
that forever.
No matter who wins the war, the bankers always win.
Yeah, the Rothschilds did that forever, way back in the Civil War. But the thing is, they're not doing it now because Putin has kicked them out of this country. He's kicked all those globalist bankers and that out of his country, and that's why he's doing the gold thing. I think, you know, when they had China and Putin and them got together and talked, we all assumed it was going to be about, you know, them going into Taiwan. I don't think that was it at all. I think they've talked about pulling this stunt with the gold and pulling, you know, with Putin going on the gold standard and China going in and doing the back in the Saudi oil with the yuan. So I think that's really what they talked about. This was the plan. Yeah. Okay.
Alrighty.
Thank you.
Thanks, Charlie. We got about a minute left. I want to give Ron a minute to closing things out here, and you better hurry. Ron?
Yeah, I'm so happy.
That's okay.
We have so many genius callers.
Yep, I know. They are really, I mean, it's amazing how many smart people are out there, and they're only ones that we listen to. All the rest are dummies. Anyway, folks, thanks a lot for joining us. I'll be back again next Wednesday, and maybe if we can pull it off, we'll have Ron back again. And I thank you for listening. Don't forget to help us out. Send those donations in when you can. Check the website. Anybody want to save on their electricity bill, check out I Want Free Power. And don't forget to check TLBTalk.com. Thank you. Have a good night. Thank you, Ron.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Michael.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Co-Certified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.